Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about comics and manga. So, Elsie, do you read any comic books or do you read any manga?
So, comics 是美国的漫画, manga 是日本的漫画。
Yes.
I've read a lot of manga.
You've read a lot of manga.
But not much comics.
Not many comics, I see. What kind of manga do you enjoy watching? Reading.
Let me think. I used to read a lot of romantic manga.
Right, okay.
Like for stories for teenagers.
Yeah, because manga can be about a lot of very different things, can't they? You know, comics, they're normally about superheroes. They're more kind of adventure-y, normally targeted towards boys in a traditional way. And that's, all of that is something we're going to be talking about in today's article. Today we're going to be looking at comics and manga, what makes them different. So without further ado, let's get started.
Comics versus manga. What makes them different? There's nothing like reading an exciting story in an American comic book or a Japanese manga. But these two forms of graphic novel don't only come from different places. They also have quite a few other differences between them, from their art to their audiences. One difference between manga and comic books is in how they are made. Comics are made step by step, with many people working on them. A writer writes the story, and then another person letters the words onto the page. Different artists add sketches, ink, and color. With manga, however, the whole process is done by one author from start to finish. Manga are also usually in black and white. Another difference is in the way each one tells a story. Comics usually have speech bubbles full of words and tell the story directly. Manga have less dialogue on each page, but they are designed to lead the reader naturally through the story. You can have a completely different experience reading either of these two forms of storytelling.
So, that title again, Comics versus Manga, What Makes Them Different. Okay, our article begins with this sentence. There's nothing like reading an exciting story in an American comic book or a Japanese manga. And I want to add to that, there are lots of good comic books in Europe as well, especially 50, 60 years ago. We had comic books like Asterix and Obelisk and Tintin. I think Asterix French. Tintin is Belgian. Dennis the Menace in the UK. So we have lots of different types of comics, actually.
Yeah.
But the American comic book is probably the most well-known type of comic
book. Because of all the superheroes
Marvel
in the comics.
And DC and all of that.
所以这边呢，文章开头跟我们说啊，没有什么能够比得上阅读美国漫画和日本漫画。那 comic 或是 comics， 它和 manga 在英文当中都是所谓的漫画，但是呢，前者它指的是美国漫画，后者则是日文音译过来的 manga， 那就是日本漫画。那这边呢，我们一开始就要看到英文练功房咯，我们要看到 there is nothing 的句型。 There is nothing like 后面加上名词或动名词，可以表示没有什么能比得上。 For example, there is nothing like reading an exciting story in an American comic book or a Japanese manga， 这也是我们开头的句子，也就是说没有什么能比得上这两件事情，代表这两件事情是最棒的最好的。那再来咯，如果我们看到听到的是 there is nothing 加上形容词比较级加上 than 再加上名词或是动名词的时候啊，它表示的是没有什么比更点点点的了。这什么意思呢？我们看个例句就会知道了。 There is nothing more relaxing than watching a movie on a Saturday night、代表没有什么是比在星期六晚上看电影更令人放松了。
Yeah, we could also say there is nothing more amazing than going home from work on a Friday night.
That's right.
Yes. We're all excited for that here. It's Friday when we're recording, so we're definitely ready for that. But back to our article. But these two forms of graphic novel don't only come from different places. I see. So we saw the word form there. Now, form is a noun, and when we talk about the form of something, we mean one type or kind of that thing. Manga is one form of graphic novel, because there are lots of types of graphic novels, and manga is one of them. We could also talk about, there's other kinds of graphic novels too. You can buy kind of, big books actually, which are all pictures. I think my favorite one, which is not a manga or a comic book, is called Persepolis, which is very interesting. You guys should definitely check that out. But we could also use form to talk about other types of art within a bigger category. So ballet, ballet wu, for example, is one form of dance. Breakdancing, diban wu, is another form of dance. So we have two types of dance. There are two forms of dance.
Which one can you dance?
Oh, I am pretty good at both of them.
Really?
I like to do both together.
Oh, nice.
I like to break dance ballet.
That'd
but unfortunately,
cool.
You guys can't see it, but trust me, I'm doing it right now.
He's dancing now.
Amazing. Woo! So we can also use the noun form of form to talk about the shape of a person or a thing. So the male form, for example, is the shape of the male body, and the female form is the shape of a woman's body. So we could also use form to talk about the form of a staircase. We could say a staircase was built in an S form. It was shaped like an S. Right, let's look at an example sentence of form now. People in this country use two forms of online communication, Facebook and Line.
所以这边有两种线上的这个沟通的方式，通讯的方式 ,two forms. 那是哪两种呢 ?Facebook 跟 Line, 大家都很熟悉。所以 form 这个字啊，它代表种类、类型。Graphic novel, 我们在文章里面看到的这两个字代表图像小说或者所谓的视觉文学。那漫画呢就是 graphic novel 的一种。那这两种漫画呢也就是美国漫画跟日本漫画不是只有来自不一样的地方而已哦。The article then tells us they also have quite a few other differences between them from their art to their audiences.
Right, they have quite a few differences between them. Now, difference is a noun, and when we talk about the difference between two things, we mean the thing that makes them not the same. So one difference between Elsie and I, for example, is that Elsie is a girl and I am a boy. If we were both boys or both girls, then that wouldn't be a difference between us. It would be a similarity. People and things can be different in many different ways. We can talk about clothes that come in different sizes, or we could talk about differences in values, 不同的价值观, or even differences in opinion, 不同的意见. When people have differences in opinion, they can overcome them, or those differences can push them apart.Lastly, if two people have different opinions about something, but you don't care about either of their opinions, you could say you are indifferent to them. So that's one word, indifferent. You are indifferent about that subject. Now let's look at an example sentence. There are big differences in lifestyle between the rich and the poor in this city. Okay, so their lives are very different depending on whether they have money or whether they don't have much money.
Difference 这个名词啊代表不同或者相异之处。那刚刚 Seb 提到的相反字 similarity, 那代表就是相似之处。那还有一个形容词也是 Seb 提到的哦是 indifferent。这个形容词啊它代表的是不在乎的漠不关心的。那这样子的话呢同学应该已经想到了那我把 indifferent 的 IN 去掉那就看到我们很熟悉的 different 这个形容词代表不同的。那再来我们还看到一个字叫做 audience,
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Yes, we saw audience there, from their art to their audiences, and a book's audience is, or a comic, or a manga's audience, is the people that read that book, comic, or manga. So many American comics are written for teenagers, so we could say that teenagers are these comic books' audience. Similarly, we could say that, we could use audience to talk about any specific group of people that watch, listen to, or read a type of media. So, for example, books have audiences, TV shows have audiences, and even newspapers have audiences, because normally people with certain political beliefs read certain newspapers. You'll also see audience be used in another way too. An audience can be the group of people that go to a show, a speech, or some other type of performance and watch it. The audience cheered as the rock star came out on stage is a good example of this usage. So here we have a physical group of people who are cheering, applauding, going woo as the rock star comes out. But when we're talking about a book's audience, we're talking about more of a abstract idea of the kind of people who are reading a book. So here's one example sentence of audience as we saw it in the article. Most music musicians have younger audiences, but this magazine's audience is mostly made up of elderly people.
Audience 这个字代表读者、观众或听众。那针对书籍的话，我们就说读者的意思了，也就是 readers。那他们呢也有其他的不同之处哦，也就是这个美国漫画跟日本漫画。那其他的不同之处是什么呢？从里面的画风到读者群都不一样。
Mm-hmm. One difference between manga and comic books is in how they are made.
那其中之一个相异之处就是他们是如何出产的，是不一样的哦。Mm-hmm. How different?
Well, we see that comics are made step by step with many people working on them.
Step by step 这个片语啊，代表逐步地、按部就班地，也就是一步一步慢慢来。
Mm-hmm.
那我们还看到了一个片语叫做 work on something, 代表从事某事或是致力于某事。所以这边在说的是呢，美国漫画是有许多人呢、哦、合力一步一步产出的。
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this process works now. The article says a writer writes the story and then another person letters the words onto the page. So where we see the word letter there, we're talking about how they're phrasing the word, how they are taking the story and kind of reformatting it so it works on the picture frames of the comic.
That's right.、
Mm-hmm.
那这边会有一个负责编剧写故事的人，然后呢，另外一个人则是负责绘制字体。Letter 这个字呢，我们以前学过，它代表字母啦，或者是信件。不过在创作漫画的团队里面呢，负责绘制漫画里面出现文字的人啊，我们会称为 letterer。那课文里面的 letter 就当作动词哦，来表示他的动作绘制字体。
嗯哼。Different artists add sketches, ink, and color. Okay, so now I see how we are doing this step-by-step process. We have the story, we have the lettering, you know, we have those boxes in comics where we put the words, then we do the drawings, we sketch the drawings out, we add ink to make them bolder, and then we add the color. So it's step-by-step. And now I see how we're doing things with comic books. But what are the sketches again?
Sketch 是草图、mm-hmm. 所以就像草稿一样先把它画上去然后呢再由不同的绘者就画画的人加上草图墨水然后最后加上颜色 And the article tells us with manga, however, the whole process is done by one author from start to finish.
Wow, so actually that's quite interesting because when you look at mangas, you will see that they have an author. You know, there's people who are famous for writing mangas. Whereas you don't see that so much for, you know, Marvel, for example, because it's a group project. It's not a one person, it's not an individual project, which is how manga and comic books are different. Their processes are very different. Now, process is a noun, and a process is the established steps that need to be taken to do something. We might talk about the process of getting into college, for example, that includes doing your application, taking your entrance exam, and maybe even going to the college for an interview. Similarly, the process of moving house includes signing your new contract, packing up your stuff, and moving from one apartment to the other, and then unpacking. We also might talk about something being all part of the process of something. And when we say that, we mean that the first thing is a normal part of life, or a normal part of the second thing. So for example, let's imagine that a girl, Alice, has broken up with her girlfriend. She feels sad for a while, but then that's all part of her moving on. That's all part of the process of her moving on. It's normal for her to feel sad because she's had a breakup, but she's moving on. Now, we've got an example sentence of process. Jill hates the airport. She finds the process of checking in, finding her gate, and going through security very stressful.
Process 这个字呢代表过程，所以我们如果听到 the process of something, 那就是做某件事的过程，所以 the process of checking in, 那就是要办理登机的过程。接下来呢我们再讲一下 author 这个字。
Yes, author is a noun, and an author is someone who writes a book, article, or, you know, something along those lines, a text.So, J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, and J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote The Lord of the Rings, that's Mo Jie, are two very famous authors from the UK. Authors are a type of artist, and an artist is basically anyone who expresses themselves by making something creative. Authors aren't the only type of artist, though. We could also talk about playwrights who write plays for the theatre, screenwriters who write dialogues for movies. We'll talk about the word dialogue in a minute. And poets who write poems. We have an example sentence now of a very famous author from Colombia. Gabriel Garcia Marquez is often called the greatest Spanish language author in recent history. Have you read any of his books, Elsie?
No. I think I have to, right?
Yes, yes, you have to. I mean, I haven't finished any of them, but I am trying to work on one.
But at least you started it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Author 这个字呢是作者，那跟 writer 不太一样的是 ，writer 就是负责写的部分。那 author 它可能是要包办整本书。那这边说到呢，日本漫画的产出方式就跟美国漫画不一样了，整个过程呢、啊、是由作者一手包办完成的。
Mm-hmm. So there are some more differences between comics and manga. We see that manga are also usually in black and white. You know, I think that's probably normal because, you know, it's one person doing it. So that's
Yeah.
one less thing that the author has to worry about.
那日本漫画呢也通常是黑白色的，他们就是不加颜色进去。
Another difference is in the way each one tells a story.
另外一个不同的地方呢，就是两种漫画叙述故事的方式不同。How are they different?
Well, we see that comics usually have speech bubbles full of words and tell the story directly. So we're kind of seeing the story happen through the pictures, and the speech is just there to kind of add, you know, what the character is saying, for example.
所以美国漫画它通常你会看到旁边有对话框，那里面有满满的文字，那直接会呈现出故事的剧情。那所谓的 speech bubble 也可以说 speech balloon， 指的就是对话框，为漫画里面呢用来显示对话内容的方式。
Okay, so we see that manga have less dialogue on each page, but they are designed to lead the reader naturally through the story. That's probably because we have, you know, the speech and the text boxes probably make you feel like there's more of a connection between what you're reading and what you're seeing. I see. So it also helps with the dialogue. Now, dialogue is a noun, and when we talk about the dialogue, we are referring to the scripted lines that actors say to each other in a play, TV show, or movie. Writing good dialogue is an art. When a TV show or movie has a really good dialogue, it can make something as boring as two people sitting in an empty room really fascinating entertainment. One of my favorite TV shows is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime, which has a lot of very funny, very fast dialogue and very clever dialogue between its characters. Elsie, are there any TV shows or movies that you enjoy specifically for their dialogue? Or on the other hand, are there any TV shows that you hate because they have bad dialogue?
I think I enjoy watching How I Met Your Mother because their dialogue is always interesting.
It's all about what they say in that show.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
You are right.
So we have an example sentence of dialogue now. Though lots of exciting things happen in this movie, its dialogue was so poor that I wasn't able to enjoy it.That's definitely happened a couple of times.
Dialogue 这个字呢就是对白对话。那日本漫画里面呢一页它的对话比较少，但都是设计过的，所以会自然而然地引导读者了解整个故事。
You can have a completely different experience reading either of these two forms of storytelling.
Storytelling 代表的是说故事的技巧，所以不管你读的是美国漫画还是日本漫画，你会体验到两种完全不同的说故事技巧。And that brings us to the end of this article.
It does, but we have just enough time for a quick for you chat question, so let's check it out now.
You Chat.
So we're back with our For You Chat question now, and this is a good one. What stories or characters do you know that come from comic books? Which ones do you know from manga? So, Elsie, you read a lot of manga.
Yeah, but the first character I thought of was Joker.
Really? Okay.
In comics, right? He's from
Batman.
Yeah, and he's from DC.
He is from
comics,
DC.
Right?
He's from DC comics. Yeah.
Right, and I love this character. Have you watched this movie?
I haven't seen the Joker movie.
No, I haven't.
But I can see why you think of him because, you know, he's very influential. I think a lot of other characters are kind of based around the Joker. You know, like, in Suicide Squad, you've got Harley Quinn as well, who's kind of a Joker-y person. She looks a lot like him. In fact,
like
she dates the Joker, actually.
Right, yeah.
But she's also a spin-off. So, yeah, I can see why you go for her.
What about the character from manga? I thought of...
manga, let me see.
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
That doctor.
I've read that one, no. I mean, I've seen more anime than I've read manga, actually. I could say my favorite anime series is probably the series Attack on Titan. I don't know if you've seen that one.
I've heard of that one.
Very exciting, very dramatic anime. I didn't normally like anime when I was younger, but when I saw that show, I was like... I need to see more of this.
Oh, and I thought of a little boy named Xinjiang, Crayon Xinjiang.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Lapi Shaoxin, but not a little boy. Yeah, he's very famous too.
Yes, very famous too.
So there are a lot of characters.
There are so many characters that you guys can talk about. You can talk about the characters from DC, the characters from
Marvel.
You can talk about your favorite manga characters. But for today, that's all the time we have. So we will join you tomorrow when we'll be talking more about the differences and similarities between comics and manga. For English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Comics versus manga. What makes them different? There's nothing like reading an exciting story in an American comic book or a Japanese manga. But these two forms of graphic novel don't only come from different places. They also have quite a few other differences between them, from their art to their audiences. One difference between manga and comic books is in how they are made. Comics are made step by step, with many people working on them. A writer writes the story, and then another person letters the words onto the page. Different artists add sketches, ink, and color. With manga, however, the whole process is done by one author from start to finish. Manga are also usually in black and white. Another difference is in the way each one tells a story. Comics usually have speech bubbles full of words and tell the story directly. Manga have less dialogue on each page, but they are designed to lead the reader naturally through the story. You can have a completely different experience reading either of these two forms of storytelling.
Vocabulary Review.
Form. Email is Evelyn's preferred form of keeping in touch with people. Difference. There are many differences between Taiwan and China. One of them is the two countries' politics. Audience. This book was written for a younger audience, so it has very few difficult words. Process. Jenny found the process of getting into college too stressful, and she decided not to apply. Author. J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books, is one of the best-selling authors of all time. Dialogue. Many people love this play for the well-written dialogue between its characters.
字会小补帖.
graphic novel, sketch, storytelling.